Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. On today's show, we're looking at what I consider to be a double standard, or maybe a triple standard. There's one set of rules for the average person and another set of rules for government. We know that using funds from new sources of funding to pay off existing investors is the very textbook definition of a Ponzi scheme. These are highly illegal, and the likes of Bernie Madoff should rot in jail for stealing from people in that way. Governments the world over make the rules which allow for new bond sales to provide the capital to pay the interest to existing bondholders. That printing of money is essentially another form of a Ponzi scheme. And we understand that mechanism is the same, even if the rules somehow make it okay. We're not talking about printing money here. There's a third form of the same thing which involves investors and is sanctioned by the SEC. Have you ever heard of a naked short sale? Well, on today's show, I'm going to be quoting directly from the Securities and Exchange Commission regulations. And it starts with the definition of a short sale. And I quote, "A short sale is generally the sale of stock that you do not own or that you will borrow for delivery. Short sellers believe the price of the stock will fall or are seeking to hedge against potential price volatility in securities that they own. If the price of the stock drops, short sellers buy the stock at the lower price and they make a profit. If the price of the stock rises, short sellers will incur a loss. Short selling is used for many purposes, including to profit from an unexpected downward price movement, to provide liquidity in response to unanticipated buyer demand, or to hedge the risk of a long position in the same security or a related security. Well, typically, when you sell short, your brokerage firm loans you the stock. The stock you borrow comes from either the firm's own inventory, the margin account of other brokerage firm clients, or another lender. As with buying stock on margin, your brokerage firm will charge you interest for the loan, and you're subject to the margin rules. If the stock you borrow pays a dividend, you must pay the dividend to the person or firm making the loan. In a naked short sale, the seller does not borrow or arrange to borrow the securities in time to make delivery to the buyer within the standard settlement period. As a result, the seller fails to deliver securities to the buyer when delivery is due. This is known as a failure. Failures to deliver may result from either a short sale or a long sale. There may be legitimate reasons for a failure to deliver. For example, human or mechanical errors or processing delays can result from transferring securities in physical certificate rather than book entry form, thus causing a failure to deliver on a long sale within the standard settlement period. A fail may also result from naked short selling. For example, market makers who sell short thinly traded illiquid stock in response to customer demand may encounter difficulty in obtaining securities when the time for delivery arrives. Naked short selling is not necessarily a violation of federal securities laws or the commission's rules. Indeed, in certain circumstances, naked short selling contributes to market liquidity. For example, broker-dealers that make a market in a security generally stand ready to buy and sell the security on a regular and continuous basis at a publicly quoted price, even when there are no other buyers or sellers. Thus, market makers must sell a security to a buyer even when there are temporary shortages of that security available in the market. Now, if you read through the SEC regulations, the SEC makes it sound like there's pretty tight control of the situation and that these are rare conditions that don't happen very often. Well, the SEC also publishes the number of naked options traded that fail to settle within the required time frame. This report is available under the Freedom of Information Act and can be found on the SEC website. A table of the naked fails is published every 2 weeks. So just for fun, I decided to look at the last 2 weeks that were published, which at the moment consists of the first 2 weeks of March. In that data set, I found that there were 51,455 fails in the first 2 weeks of March. That represented a share volume of just under 1.4 billion short sale shares traded without the covering security. The value of these naked trades that failed to settle in the past 2 weeks represents a dollar value of $21.9 billion. That's just for a 2 week period. There's data available going all the way back to 2004. Now, just in case that particular 2 week period I chose to look at happened to be unusual, I decided to look at another 2 week period. So I looked at the last 2 weeks of December in 2023. Well, in the last 2 weeks of December, there were 1.9 billion naked shares that didn't settle, representing a dollar value of $34.5 billion. We're talking fails in the range of $10 to $15 billion a week. That's somewhere between half a trillion and three quarters of a trillion in naked shorts that didn't settle every year. This is not the occasional oopsie. This is a large-scale systematic fraud. This is a fraud that is being sanctioned by the SEC under the guise that the fraud is fine if it's committed by market makers. Well, exactly who is a market maker? That's not entirely clear. You have to carry a FINRA broker-dealer license, that part's clear. So I suppose you can go out and write a test, get a Series 22 license, and now you're licensed to commit these legally sanctioned, what might be moral offenses. Now, if you've ever wondered about the integrity of our system, this might be a good reason, and it's hidden in plain sight. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.